According to the advice of all the lineage lamas of this tradition, it is important in the beginning to adjust your motivation. So think that you are here in this occasion to receive the most profound teachings of the Mahayana, not just for your own sake, but for the sake of sentient beings. Sentient beings who have been your mothers in the past and are as vast as the vastness of space. For their sake, you aspire to reach the precious state of perfect and complete enlightenment, the state that is characterized by the full development of all positive qualities and the total elimination of all negativity. Thinking like that, please adjust your motivation.
Ojuda gua amuyerdi, juda gumbo jambi marju sama jiwa semjian gongga gua semdang dengi gua semji tena, ojuda na zaba sanji ji kuntuwi cara sena jenjen sem kubanani jenjen dambo tela teni na ruyu sena lijen gua takde sanji nyambo jen sena. ဝဒသံကျေတံကြီးကြီးရလာဇဘဆောင်ကြီးကြီးကိဥဇင်ထွေရာကြီးဝဇင်ထွေရာစီကြီးတဲ့ယင်ကြီးမရံထန်လီလာကိုကိုရွာရီဆောင်ကြီးကိုထန်လီရဆောင်ကြီးကိုကြီးတဲ့ကိင်ထန်လီတဲ့ဆောင်ကွန်းထန်လီသူကျင်ထန်လီဒီထန်လီရနွင်းတဲ့ဒီနွင်းတဲ့ကိုညီမီဥဇင်တော်ဝဒီသံကျေတံကြီးကိုကြလန်ထိုးကိုရွာလေ
We have talked about the various activities of the Buddha, and we have said that the main activity of the Buddha, as far as we are concerned, is the proclamation of the teachings of Dharma. And there is always a reason, there is always an objective for putting forward the Dharma teachings, and this is to be able to help sentient beings to actualize the potential they have. As we have seen in the sublime continuum of Protector Matiyai, there is one particular verse that explains how sentient beings possess Buddha nature, and it says that the body of complete Buddhas pervades all. Now, when we make this statement, when we say that the body of a complete Buddha pervades all, what we mean by that is that the enlightened activities of the Buddha reach out to all types of sentient beings. These enlightened activities that are issued from the body of the Buddha, the mind of the Buddha, go out like rays of light. And these can be enlightened activities of body or speech or mind of the Buddha. They go out and they reach the different types of migrators. And it is said that since all sentient beings possess a mind, on the basis of the mind also they possess the potential to reach the state of enlightenment. And how this interaction is taking place is similar to the case of a mirror that absorbs the rays of the sun. So the mind of sentient beings is like this mirror that can absorb the rays of the sun that are issued from the mind of the Buddha, and in that way it also reflects the potential, and on the basis of that sentient beings can develop this potential.
ဟောဒီတဲ့ဒီနေ့မယင်သူဂျူတာဂျူဆောင်းမကြီးဝစင်ကြီးကွန်ကွက်ကိုဂျင်းနာမဂျူတာမောင်းဝဘနာဆောင်းကြီးရကနိဗ္ဗာန်မူဆဲကျင်ကြီးရပါတီတန်လာရောင်ရကျင်းမောင်ပေါ်ဂျင်းဆုံးကိုလေးမာတော်နိဗ္ဗာန်ရနာတင်းတူရမင်းကြီးဂျူဘတ်ကြီးကြော်ပြီဂျေသောဝါလီလိကြီးဝဆောင်းအောင်ရဟောဂျူတန်ဂျူမောင်းဝပင်ဂျူဝတီတရားလာဂျင်းမောင်ပေါ်ဂျူမန်ဆုံးဂုံကြီး ရကျမဘုံဆုံးကိုရွာရင်သူဟောဂျူနိဗ္ဗာတိတန်လာဟောဂျူဒါမရဆံကျုကတန်လာဂျူတောင်းဂျူမရလောတောင်းအောင်ရှင်တီးကိုမေတောလာဆိုဘဂျူဆာဘုံဂျူတမ်နာဂျူဆာဘုံတီငုံနာယောင်ဂျူမေတောချရာကနိဗ္ဗာတိယွာရီတိနိဗ္ဗာချဆောင်ဂျူမီတင်းဂျူနိဗ္ဗာရင်ကရကရွာရီစေနာဆာဘုံတေမရဆံကျုကတန်လာဂျူဆာဂျီနောင်ဂျုကတန်လာတပ် ဒီတန်လာချက်တော်လွတ်တော်တူရှိချက်စုံနေမှာကျင့်တင်တဲ့မမှုကျင့်ဇွန်ပဲရနာတင်တော်ကမှာနူဝခရုံးကတန်ကနူဝတေလာနူဝရှင်ကောင်းကဇွန်ပတော်ကဝဒန်နူဝတေတုကွာနောင်ရဟောဂျူဒါဂျူဆောင်းမရဆောင်ကြီးအကိုကြည်ကျဲတီဂျူဆောင်းဆောင်းကြီးအကိုရသောတပါလာမှာတသူဆုံးကုံဆုံးရှိကုံကြီးဟောဂျူဒါတင်တော်ကသူဆုံးကုံဆုံးရှိရတေလာ ဟောဂျူဒါယေငုံဝိနိသရယေတံပညာကျင်းနာမြောင်းငုံတို့ဟောဂျူဒါလမ်းသာကြီးညင်းညာမဲတေကုံသရရှိတရာတင်င်းဒီဝချူစုကြီးကွင့်ညင်းတေရောကိုဆောင်ရဆောင်ရသောမရကိုသူကြချင်းဘူးကြီးကွာသူသူအတိဆောင်ကွမချောဝသူတော့တေလာဆောင်လို့တောင်းဝကိုနီဒွန်းတော့ချုပ်ကွာရောင်းဒွန်းတော့ချုပ်ကွာတံကြီးမန်တူကွာငုံမူချံပြီးဆောင်အောင်ရခြင်း
Although we might have made the statement that sentient beings possess this potency to reach the state of enlightenment, it doesn't mean that by merely possessing this potency, the potency would automatically actualize the result. Because as the great master Chandrakirti has said, many causes have to be amassed and have to be established prior to the manifestation of the result. It is very similar to having placed a seed of a certain flower on the earth. Although the seed might be there and the seed might have the potential to generate and grow a flower out of it, still the flower is not fully grown. This potential is not fully actualized, because we know that apart from placing the seed on the ground, we also need to have certain causes and conditions, such as the right temperature, the water, the fertilizer, and so forth. And if all of these causes and conditions come together, then finally we can have the growing of the flower. A similar thing happens with our minds. Our mind is like the basis, and within this basis we have the potential of reaching the state of enlightenment, which is similar to the seed. But together with that, a number of conditions and a number of other things need to come together before this result is actualized. And exactly because so many causes and conditions need to be in place, for that reason it is important for us to hear, to reflect and meditate on various teachings. First of all, we need to have an understanding of the two truths that constitute the foundation. And then following that, we need to engage in the practice of the path that allow us to amass the two types of accumulation. Finally, at the resultant state, we will be able to manifest the Dharma body and the form body, which are the two bodies of the Buddha. And in order to do all that, we need to familiarize ourselves with the meaning of the treatises of Buddhist Dharma. Now, as the great Master Protector Matriya has also said, by repeatedly going over the material again and again, one becomes familiar with it. And this indicates that it's not enough to simply hear these issues, this material, once or twice, but rather one has to go further and reflect on that, and then again and again meditate on this material in order to induce familiarity.
ဟောဒီလက်တင်နေမယ်ယနေ့တက်တင်တဲ့ကိုကိုကြီးဟောဒီတက်ကြည့်ဒီမှာတော့ဟောဒီတနည်းတော့ကပ်စားပါတာကတော့ကံသံဒီဟောဒီတက်တင်နေမယ်စံကတာတင်းငင်းကတော့ဆုံးကနောင်းနေတာတော့ဘူးလူရင်ကိုမိုးရကြွက်တူကြီး
Going back into our text, we are dealing with practices of the completion state, and from that we have covered concentration, which is in the nature of Vajra body physical isolation, and after that we examined the concentration, which is Vajra speech verbal isolation. Within that we examine the three types of life force exertion. And we have also given the point, let's say, that marks how one moves from the physical isolation to the verbal isolation. And we say that it all depends on how, whether or not one can do this Vajra repetition or not. We are now on page 38, where we're actually, there is a debate in the first paragraph of that, where is discussing the transference from physical isolation to verbal isolation. So Nawam Peldon says, there has been a statement prior to that, says that this should be analyzed, and it says, in transferring from physical isolation to the level of verbal isolation, there is no need to meditate on Vajra recitation because, number one, life force exertion meditating on the mantra drop must precede Vajra recitation, and two, at this time one transfers from physical isolation to the level of verbal isolation. So a reason is given in order to really establish what is the point, what is the level of transference, and this reason has two parts. Now, as we say, reason is given, and the first part of the reason is established because here the author is quoting from the third chapter of the Root Tantra of Guhya Samaja. So that what says there is that through stabilizing the pressure state, there is progress. Through not stabilizing it, there is no progress. When we continue with further quotations, so it says the illuminating lamp also states this in the context of explaining the final meaning of the text. In the final explanation of Vajra recitation, the concise analysis of the four-layered commentary states that the Vajra recitation, which generates union, is stated to be final through its suitability to perform Vajra recitation, or it is explained to be final through considering just one aspect. The performance of Vajra recitation is similar to verbal isolation at the time of union. Now, we have talked about the state of union, and we have said that, first of all, one would need to establish the union of a learner before moving into the state of a union of a non-learner. And within the state of union of a learner, again, the first type of union that would be accomplished would be the union of abandonment, and following that, we will have the second level, which is the union of realization. So, this is, anyway, on the basis of these two quotations, the author establishes the first part of the reason. Now we come to the second part of the reason, who wants to establish that at this time one transfers from physical isolation to the level of the verbal isolation. So it says the second part of the reason is established because the primordial awareness of the four empties derived from piercing the vital points at the heart during physical isolation does not exist. This is permitted through progressing. So, you see, the question here is, when exactly does one move from the physical isolation to the verbal isolation, and when does it happen? Does it happen at the point where one does the Vajra repetition? And the author says very clearly that this is not the case, because actually prior to the Vajra repetition, one does the mantra, the repetition on the meditation on the mantra drop, and this repetition on the mantra drop is actually a preliminary that precedes that.
So ودادني أنتادي ما توه جلو توبالا غند ما توه جلو توبغوري ما توه جلو ما توب كاب كو تيوار كو دغرم دي وداد سمين جي سمين تقدر جي تمين دغرم غوري جي وداد دغرم غوري مو تيلا جي لامو زان جام.
Now, having presented that, we have actually completed the presentation of the first two types of concentrations that are dealing with the physical isolation and the verbal isolation. And now we start with the third type of concentration, which is called the Vajra Mind Mental Isolation. The text starts by giving us the characteristics or the nature of that particular state. So it says that it is the completion stage practice occurring from the generation of the primordial awareness of appearance derived from dissolving the winds in the indestructible drop at the heart through completely loosening the channel knots at the heart's independence on the internal condition, which is vata repetition and absorption as the two stages of gathering winds, and the external condition, which is life force exertion of the seal. Of a seal, which is a concert. And this describes the beginning, let's say, the lower end, the beginning of that practice. And here when we mention the two internal conditions upon which one relies, we have vata repetition and absorption as the two stages of gathering the winds. And we say there are two ways of gather the winds. You can either do it gradually or you can do it all together simultaneously. So the beginning of that stage is there, and it goes up to, but not including, the attainment of impure illusory body. So we say that in terms of illusory bodies, we have the pure illusory body. But prior to that, one has to establish the impure illusory body. And this practice takes you all the way, just before the attainment of this impure illusory body.
Oji da dina yinba yindu da ji semen da yinba samba semen go ngu o da dina ji go ni yo da di yo ni yo da dini da yon di ko la ji go do ne tong le o ji go tong chu tong yon go yuwa yindu da semen sar du je ba la o da kartan shuwa nong je li sab nong ngi nong go o ji go nong yin je di go ni o ji go do ji diwa ji tong ji yu dingi tong na ji yon go diwa dinda ဘုဒ္ဓတိနောနိသဘောနောနိနောနိချက်ရှိကျင်လုံးဒီလောစတုံးကြပါရင်သူတနာဆင်းရဲဆက်တွေ့ကြည့်ပါလားနိချက်ရှိလားမြေပဒုတိအရှိကွာဒီနပင်ချင်လုံးချင်းကိုစတုံးစရိညမအစီကျတနာမှာဆောင်းဆောင်သူစတုံးစရိညမရဲ့ရှိကြောင့်ဘုဒ္ဓတိနာဆောင်းဆောင်သူဒီကြီးကိုရုံကစတုံးနဲ့စက္ကမန်သူဘုဒ္ဓတိပင်ချင်လုံးချင်းကိုဆောင်ပါဒီခေါင်းကပိုက်ကြီးကစားပါရင်သည်
Now, we continue with a point to be investigated. So it says, although the sun illuminating the profound meaning, and this is a text composed by the Panchen Lonsen Nyima, so although this particular text states that in order to newly generate mental isolation, one performs vajra recitation focusing on the pervasive wind, that is not stated clearly in the illuminating lamp and so forth. Therefore, one should seek the origin of that particular statement. Now, remember, in the previous sessions, we were talking about the practice of vajra recitation within the context of verbal isolation, and we say that from the five main winds, the pervasive wind was left out of the practice. We're not really dealing with that. But here it says that one should perform this vajra recitation focusing on the pervasive wind. And the author says this point should be examined.
Oji da dina ji na da dini yon la yon ji da ni ko la yon kiwa su mara do ne tok chu nong yawa di nila kiwa ka ji gus wada semen ji ishi sim ki ba la wada semen go kap su da nong wa ishi sim oji da nong wa ishi sim ki ya di da nong wa ishi sim di nong ji to sim go ishi sim yawa di semen ji kap su ishi sim ki ba la li ja ten gu wa nu si oji da di kondi gari ri se na gombo le ru ka rum nga na jama tang na tam ji li pami jama chibran pao ishi sim ji yu wa na ဇဝန္ဒနိသမရင်ကြီးစီတုံးပြီးဂုံမယင်တီရစီဝဒရမီလောင်းတီတောင်းတတိကြောင်းလောင်းလားခိတုကြီးဆောင်းစံတိကြီးနာနဆောက်သောရသံတောင်းခေပရဒုတိတေနောင်ကကျင်းစံတောင်းစီဝဒနောင်ကကျင်းစံကြီးရှိကျင်းနဝဒရမကနာဒါလီကြတဲ့အဒီမယင်သူရှိကျင်းနရမကလီဂျမတောင်းနသမ်ချီလီစီအောကြီး ကောင်းကောင်းလုံးသူတောင်ရတီရှိဝါနေဆဝန်ဒလင်းသုံးပါနေရှိဆောင်ရတာရစီဒီတတ်တဲ့ဆောက်ကြဆောက်စုတဲ့ဆောင်းအရင်နဲ့ဆောင်းအဒီစေနာချနောင်းကိုကျင်းတည်တော့လာတင်းနေဆဝန်ကြီးရှိကျင်းနေကလေးစင်းနဲ့ဟောတာငံခလူကြီးဆောင်တင်တာတော့ဟောကြီးတန်းကိုဘလတို့ကရုံးရုံးတင်းကြီးကတောင်းနေမှာရှိတော့စီဟောတာတင်းနေတည်ဆောင်တဲ့မှာစီဒီငောင်းရဲ့ထောင်းမဲ့ကွန်ပါနီ ဒါညကိစ္စံတို့ဒီသမ္မာမာလူဝါမာတုကြီးဝါတုသမ္မာယုကောင်ရှယ်သမ္ကြီးနငဝင်းရနာစ်ဝကြည့်ဒါကစံကကျွတ်နတမ္ပါရီဒါရှင်တို့တမ္ပါရီချင်ပူတမ္ပါရီသမ္ကြီးတမ္ပါရီတမ္ပါရီဝတိနောင်ကြီးတော်စံတော်ဥစ္စာကကပ်ကြလာဝတဲ့ကြတော်ယဝရင်သူငဝင်းကွန်ပန်းညကိစ္စံတို့သမ္မာမာလူဝါမာတုကဝါတုသမ္မာယုံမနိပါ
Now, we continue with further debate on that point. So it says, regarding that, one says, to generate the three types of primordial awareness of mental isolation, and here the three types is the white appearance, the red increase, the black near attainment. So in order to generate these three types of primordial awareness of mental isolation, one must depend on an action seal. The intention of the statement in the five stages is just that. The five stages is a text composed by Aryanagarjuna. So it says, it's very clearly stated there, because it states that from among all illusory bodies, the female illusory body is superior. The classification of the three types of primordial awareness is clearly illustrated through that. Now, also in the notes of Kedrupje's speech, it states that the three life force exertions, and especially vata repetition, are the three internal conditions, and the external conditions are as stated in the five stages. Right? So in the notes of Kedrupje's speech, again it is quoting the previous text of Aryanagarjuna. So it says, it is stated in the five stages from among all illusory bodies up to, is clearly illustrated through that. So it's just including the quotation that has just been given. So one can generate the primordial awareness of mental isolation independence on those external and internal conditions through establishing this seal in life force exertion. And any of the four empties which appear from the point of first meditating on verbal isolation up to but not including loosening all the remaining channel knots without exception is verbal isolation. We talked about the four empties as being gradually the empty, the very empty, the great empty, and the all empty. So it says any of these four empties which appear from the point of first meditating in verbal isolation up to but not including the loosening of the remaining channel knots is verbal isolation. To loosen the remaining knots at the heart without exception, one needs both the external and internal methods previously explained. So although we say that within the context of verbal isolation these four empties might appear, still you have not loosened up all the knots that are associated with up in the heart and up and above and below the heart.
ဟုတ်ကြည့်တဲ့ဒီနေ့ရင်ပါရင်ဒီတန်ကြီးယူကြည့်တောင်းနေတဲ့ရံပြာကကြည့်စစ်တဲ့ဆင်းရဲကြီးရှိဆုံးကြည့်ပါလားလိကြတဲ့ကူကိုနတော့ကြည့်ကြည့်တဲ့ဒီတောင်းပေါ်တော့တတိယအနေနဲ့မြဝတော်စံပါပတိခီဝမကြီးစောပါဒီခေါကြီးကိုနေအောင်ယူရတယ်တောင်းပေါ်တော့ ဟုတ်ကြည့်တဲ့ရေဒီကိုနေစောပါရောင်းနေယူကနေတဲ့ဒုံတော်ကြီးကြောင့်လဲကြည့်ဆောင်ကြရပါလေဟောတဲ့တောင်းပေါ်တော့တတိယရှိဆောင်ရေချရရှိတော့တော့ Ojuda nyuadi ondi kola yon kiwa kachinari yisi da karisego dole tongi di yon seme tartika yishi sam cheba da asim. Ojuda ndi kardani shuadi nojiri da seme la nari seme tartika yi osara si da tina chika munzanga yuwarwa. Ozer la piyo ozer dan tonji ozer dani lomdi ozer samshiva nanggo oda samay tartik piyo ozer seji dandi kapsangyong gyuwari samay tartik yishi sam cheba de la oju lija la ten gyuwa na rungi yandhi gomba yinji tak yandhi chong na da samay samna mandi se te mamba na runga sa dron na jiru ji dhavji Sanaji Yishisan Zabari Chivala Shishakjaya Guso Oda Shidan Jirambuji Zantana Sadruna Tindratan Yang Jirambuji Ndiwa Karni Tenpa Tena Oda Tukchi Chiga Kwanshika Thamu Olam Ji Jejanchi Thamu Olam Hantasan Hangu Lagma Dambay Ansar Tawas Hangu Jemmanba Oda Tamsikdan Dambay Ansar Tawasik Dani Chirambuji Korni Kauji Yopanani Tenpa Chibananju Chirambuji Tarchandini Tani durji samga dhenpa jiba namjur tharchanchan, durji samji tenzo nyeba ti, oda liwen ka durji, ngawen san durji, samay tuk durji ta, tenda samga tenzo nyeba, tenda chika jama osara si, oda jilu dan osar niga, kunzo jilu, tanda osar si dhenpa niga menka tabi warwa, jama osara dhenpa niji lam, Tienda nigi goni chudu ji kanyi dhoko gori, chudan zi kanyi na thang chula ngondi chirvas, chudu ji kanyi pun dravyati jili ji thabaya na, ten jili go ten tela, oda chudu ji kanyi wa sanji ka kompanti thabi chab sanyang goyi varo. Thang chu se de na, tienda go chudu ji kanyi po di, jili go ten tela, thangwa chu tse tela, ngondi chirya go, niva nyeji di jili yang goyi wa yendu, ngondi chirwa nye, jirin jubana shakja zangli dechen tsambar jahat lujati shakja di zangari yasin oda shi zangli shirasita ngang nyi chan oda di chakdi yasin dan di durji samga dingan da sajya di ta venpa samga menri yasin ta venpa sambu men yinpa yandu ta kirinpa jiji dingan da chigi wari zangrambu jina yuari ta kirinpa durji samji dingan da mayinbi shirdi yasin Tendr Tangjava Jirsami, Shiva Jirshin Dodosi, Oda di Kiva Soba Tambodi Tangi Sansar, Tandem Kiva Kantongadi, Jayopanani Nivadi Tatina Guni Sansam.
Now, this point of the need to rely on an external seal, an external concert, is debated, and you can see that there are different scholars that are giving their opinions and are supporting these opinions by quoting various texts. There are actually four relevant debates. We have already presented the first one, and we're about to begin with the second one. The author, Naum Peldon, first presents these four debates with all their arguments and the texts that they're quoting, and at the very and after the fourth debate, he gives, let's say, a concise reply to all four of them together. So we start now with the second debate, where it says, regarding that, one says that one needs to depend on an action seal to generate the three types of primordial awareness of the final mental isolation is the intention of the text of the five stages. Now, so again, here the point is the need to rely on the action seal. Why? In order to generate the three types of primordial awareness, which we have said is the white appearance, the red increase, the black near attainment, and it says that this is for the in the case of final mental isolation. We've said that in the case of mental isolation, one is actually generating different types of clear light. We have first of all the example clear light, then we have the actual clear light, and we have the clear light at the end of the continuum. So here's talking about the final mental isolation. And it says that this is the intention of the text on the five stages. But this does not apply to ordinary mental isolation. Right, so we have the final and the ordinary mental isolation. Why? Because the illuminating lam of Lama Tsongkhapa states that to fully generate the three types of primordial awareness of mental isolation, which establishes the basis of the illusory body, one needs an external seal. And also, the teaching of the difficult points of Guhya Samadhi. In the teaching of the difficult points of Guhya Samaja, again, J.R. Rinpoche, Lama Tsongkhapa, states that whoever trains their mental continuum in the common paths and properly matures it by empowerment and thoroughly purifies it through vows, who consummates the yoga of mindfulness, so this one refers to the generation stage, right? That was the description or the definition of the yoga of generation stage, and who attains the concentration of the three vajras. This one referring to the three types of isolation, physical, verbal, and mental, who engages the proximate cause of the illusory body and the clear light, the paths of the two truths, which manifest both dharma and form bodies as visible dharmas, should take the pure seal to be great bliss. There are no questions marks at the end. It's just my own marking, right? Now, we talked about all these practices that gradually culminate into generating the causes for establishing the illusory body and the clear light. And from that point onwards, on the basis of that, these act definitely as the definite causes for establishing the two bodies of the Buddha, the Dharma body and the form body. So it says they manifest these two Dharma and form bodies as the visible dharmas, right? This will be the result that will be actualized by that, because all this is acting as the proximate causes for that. Now, it says that is pervasive because the concentration of the three vajras of the completion stage is the name of the three isolations, but it is not concentration of the three vajras of the generation stage, because it should be known that it is stated to be the cause of Buddhahood in one life. So the point here is that we talk about concentration of the three vajras, but you can find this as a practice of the generation stage, or you can find this as a practice of the completion stage. And here, the one that is mentioned here, the one we're dealing, is the one on the level of completion stage. And after that, we start with a third debate on that issue.
ဝကြည်တဲ့ဒီနေ့ရင်ပြန်သူဒီဒါယူပြီးတောင်းနေတန်တာကအရေးယူရတဲ့ဒါရေဟောင်းတကမတငါနေတဲ့ဝကြည်နလံခေါကကြည်စီကြီးဒီတောင်းဖို့ဒီတော့ဂျူတန်ခေါဒိုနေတောင်းရတောင်းဖို့ဒီဒါညွာဒီနလံခေါကကြည်စီကြီးညွာဒီတော့ဝကြည်ဒါဒီနေ့ဒါချမဆုံးယူပါတယ်ဗျာဆုံးကနောင်းနေဒါစံပန်းတော့ဒလာရောင်းခတ်ချင်တာရီစီဟောဒါရောင်းဒီသင်္ဒရံဆောင်ကြပါလားမေတ္တမရောင်ပါလီကြလားတင်ကူမန္တိဆန်တဲ့တင်ပ Baba Sharimban Sam Tembaris, Tilana Seven Tobi, or that Chavi Shar did the Ramasa Runi song in Sharasana, or that tea song, that tea singing, that tea, or you that donate on his Sambataji.
Actually, there are not four debates, there are five debates on this point, so we are starting now with the third. Where he says, regarding this one says, this text does not teach the lower limit where reliance on an action seal is indispensable, but it takes the limit where it is appropriate to engage in activities which extract the benefit of the completion stage. That is because it is pervasive that that limit is from having obtained mental isolation, because the illuminating lamp states just that. So that was the third debate, and we're ready to start with the fourth one.
Or you that in a man, you that don't answer, but you did about you that you and Tom Chu is you did, send the land, Tom Javan, you are the Jilly Tongu, you are. Send the Tom Javala, Lija, you are a thing with my dear son, Samana, the Senate of Bani, Indi, or you that you see the Jukani, the Jukani, Tusi, Songan, the Jukushi, the Jay and Nanga in the Chivari, the Ajaji and Bayendu, the Indrava, Jisona, you are in the Tragana, there is Havjadan, Tombas, and Jisan Rodang, you are Songan, or say.
Now, we start out with the four debates on this particular point, where it says the lower limit for definitely needing to rely upon an action seal to attain enlightenment in this life is from having obtained the isolations. So remember that in one of the previous debates we have a quotation that was saying one needs to establish the illusory body definitely if you want to actualize enlightenment in one lifetime, right? So there is a need, it says here, to rely on the action seal to attain enlightenment in this life. And the lower limit from that is from having obtained the isolations. Why? Because the commentary of the compendium of the Vajra Primordial Awareness. So this is one of the commentaries dealing with the root tantra of Guhya Samaja. And this one states that, here stating that the action seal and the three empties are definitely indispensable is made with the intention that one definitely relies on a seal for fully generating the three empties of mental isolation capable of establishing the illusory body. That is because if they don't exist, although all three types of primordial awareness complete in some characteristics of mental isolation are generated, those with complete characteristics are not generated. So some will have some characteristics, but you will not get the full range of characteristics. And then Nawam Pelton says, I, the author, wonder whether this is Jay Rinpoche's intention. But since unanimous agreement would be difficult, I put this view forward merely to stimulate analysis.
我觉得理解定义的理解定义的工作的成年同学，理解嘛，可能来用成年同学就有话的，你个同学，这个有话的，就来成年同学，就来成年嘛，同学听着，忙不急用个有话，印度的还讲个公布的事呢，也登记成年同学现在公布的上线的，能够就，但是成年的。 我就理解定义个工作对了，成年同学呢，理解嘛，没让那样聪明吧？我就听着一般人呢，成年嘛些呢，理解一般人呢，眼中如果的，是呢，眼中同学你们去玩，我的送礼，今天得到个钱呢，我就得听着个打扮起来了，就得知道，理解嘛当，也家当，小钱个。
点这个这个什么有啊是吧？什么个能力？一些技巧点嘛，因为我们国么，一家长一些人他，他说他以前呢，咱们就路上那段那么，他不管把地上的装修的意思，我就给他你们个门将往现在装修的意思呢，我在现在装的点这个南京上面建的个的意思，点这个上面托你，点这个上面就托你，等你什么理解点办呢？也能点这个理解点办，你们个样讲个嘛的意思。
Right, so we come now to this, to the fourth, or to the last of those debates, the fifth one. So it says, again one says, it is unacceptable to state that the limit for needing to rely on an action seal is from having obtained mental isolation. Why? Gives two reasons. Because they are fully qualified persons on whom the actual third empowerment is bestowed before they meditate on the two stages. And the second reason is because the secret attainment states that if a beginner were to abandon the method of an external seal, then the innate bliss of the four joys would not be accomplished by another method. And now Peldon is giving an answer to both parts of this reason. It says there is no privation because the first part of the reason, the one that says that they're a fully qualified person to whom the third empowerment can be given before they have meditated on the other two stages, it says because the first part of the reason, it is just a possibility. It is not definite. It doesn't happen to everyone. It might happen to some. And also for the second part of the reason that says that if you were not to rely on an external seal as a beginner, you would not have any other method of generating this bliss of the four joys. As for the second part of the reason, it is explained that one needs to rely on an action seal in order to insert the winds in the central channel during the generation stage. The need for a seal is to cultivate bliss and emptiness of the generation stage, and through that to act as a special maturer of the root of virtue, generating comprehension of the completion stage. Though there are many needs for a seal, such as gathering the winds with extreme ease, etc., through meditating on the methods for piecing the vital points of the point on the generation stage, it is stated that a fully qualified basis is extremely rare. So it's not just that the practitioner himself should have the proper realization and should be properly prepared, but also the concert or the action seal that one relies upon needs to be equally qualified, fully qualified. Both persons engaging in these activities have to be fully qualified. And although there are cases where you can have one practitioner who is qualified, it is quite difficult to find two practitioners that are equally qualified. And this is what creates the dangers of this practice. And if one does not practice properly, it is stated that there is great disadvantage of falling to evil migrations. Therefore, it is extremely good to consummate the gross and subtle stage of the generation stage through a wisdom concert. So we said there are three types of concert. You have the actual concert, you have the wisdom concert, which is the meditated, and you have also the concert of great seal, the great seal concert. And so it says here from the three types, why don't you first rely on the wisdom concert and then meditate on the means for piercing the points of the body of the completion stage? That is because such a path is capable of generating mental isolation, and such disadvantages do not occur if one relies on an action seal having already obtained mental isolation.
ojin da dinda yemba yendu ojin da dinda ko kola da dhone ji khu tsoba mandaba khanga ko ti yuga ni maralen tamna ta dawo di ji thoji nayo dinda ta tanda ko songwa ni da nin ko jimbu ji yin din din da la gon ni ji da dinda ji ga shuwa yuwa ro pa na ji la ma songwa ba jimbu ma ji ta bi kon kon thombo hedi yuwa ri di ji
Now, as you can see, this point of when one actually relies on an action seal and an external concert is thoroughly debated, and the author tries to give an explanation on this point. It is quite an important point. Now, if we look, for example, at the masters of this tradition in order to get an example to see how they practice, if we look at the case of the great Lama Tsongkhapa, now we can see that although it was a being who had reached very high realizations in this life, he chose not to rely on an action seal. And the reason why he did that, because he said it was for the sake of the followers, for the sake of disciples. Because if Lama Tsongkhapa himself was giving the example, was putting forward the example and the precedent of relying on an action seal, most of the disciples would like to follow the same example. But when we talk about followers and disciples, we have to understand that there are all sorts of beings who would probably try to follow this tradition, and there is no guarantee for the level of their realization. It is possible that amongst disciples you might have certain beings who, although do not have high levels of realizations, they might give the appearance, or they might create, let's say, they might cause others to think that they have higher levels, although they do not have those. And this actually stated in one of the prayers composed by Khedro Rinpoche, which is the prayer describing, in a sense, the enlightenment, the passing into parinirvana, and the progression of the stages according to the way that Lama Tsongkhapa has done it. Now, we know that at the time of death, if you are an ordinary person, you will go through the process of the dissolution of the four elements. And the way that actually Lama Tsongkhapa passed into parinirvana, he went through those stages, but through the familiarity of those practices, he actually didn't go through an ordinary death, but rather he manifested the clear light which then he used in order to continue with the practices of the completion stage. And thus he passed into the state of bardo by, instead of taking an ordinary bardo, he actually actualized the full enjoyment body. And from that point onwards, he completed quickly the remaining stages of the path. It is true that we also have examples of practitioners of great Mahasiddhas, such as Tilopa, for example, who in this, while they were alive, they relied on an action seal. Again, we have to understand that these were Mahasiddhas with incredibly high realizations, and they felt that their level of the practice would allow them to rely on this. Now, it is possible that you might hear that somebody is doing these practices. You might come across examples like this. And it's just very important for us to remember what Buddha Shakyamuni has said, that for ordinary beings, when we look at each other, we cannot really judge properly the level of each other's attainments, the levels of each other's realizations, merit, and so forth. So the point, it is said that if you have reached high levels, there are particular levels. When you reach those high levels, it is you can actually rely on the seal. If you have such high levels of attainments, you can do these practices.
Now,
Urcha was also mentioning here that you can see from the biographies of the great beings that we have that there are actually Mahasiddhas who have established this state of illusory body, and from that point onwards they can manifest the act, that can show the action of relying of on an external seal. When we present the biography of the great Lama Tsongkhapa, we need to understand that there are different levels of interpretation of the life and the events that took place in that. So although some people say that Lama Tsongkhapa manifested parinirvana, and from that point onwards he, instead of taking the bardo, he actually manifested enjoyment body and so forth. Other people have another interpretation of that biography, let's say the secret biography of Lama Tsongkhapa, who's saying that for the ordinary beings, he manifested the act of passing into parinirvana, having actualized the illusory body. From that point onwards, he proceeded by leading the life, carrying out the life of a Mahasiddha.